Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the disappointing aspect as we wind down this Giants baseball season is, and you see LaMont Wade Jr. had all his family and friends in attendance there, you didn't do anything at the deadline. You didn't sell, you didn't buy. And now we're in a situation where we're just waiting to see what happens in the offseason. And as we got stories leaking everywhere out of 24 Willie Mays Plaza, there's things getting told to Bagley, there's things getting refuted, then there's things getting told to Pavlovich and Susan Slusser and John Shea. I don't know what's what. All of a sudden, Farhan's in and out of the hospital due to health issues. He's stressed out, according to Dave Fleming. I don't know what's going on, but this is one of the more bizarre endings to a Giants baseball season I can recall in my lifetime. I'm not talking about the goodness and losing World Series games and losing playoff games. I'm talking about for a team that is out of the race. There is so much drama circulating around Oracle Park right now. Hey, we got to find some leadership. We've got to do something here, because they have become irrelevant in this market, which I think was impossible to do growing up. You got to realize they came here in 1957. They are irrelevant in this market. Irrelevant right now. So what's going to happen over the next couple weeks? Don't know. But that's intriguing to me. That's very, hell with the 10-0 win.
I didn't think anything could top the 2014 49ers kind of ending. The whole Harbaugh thing, like nothing was weirder than that, right? Wouldn't you agree that the whole it's toxic in the locker room, Alex Boone, we got to the mountaintop.
But that's football, though. That's expected. Football stuff.
I'm talking ownership, fan base, yeah. Completely souring.
Yeah, I mean, it was everything. But I've seen that multiple times with the 49ers.
Okay.
And the 49er fan base.
It just to me, and like, I see these people defending the whole Farhan era, and I go, like, look, they're like, you don't realize how bad it was when he got here. And I would always, my pushback is like, hey, look, I'm not delusional. I don't think that the Giants should be in the playoff contention every single year. You had one of the greatest runs any team in North American sports has had when you won 3-5. And then you got back to the playoffs in 2016. Sports is cyclical, right? You trade a bunch of players for the win now mode, and then you're going to have some down years, and then you're going to have to ramp it back up. It's taken too long. And what he inherited, everyone's like, he inherited a mess. The farm is not that much better. Now, we'll see what ends up happening with Bryce Eldridge. And I'm very, very, very high on him. But they've had six off seasons, six free agencies, six international pools of free agents where you can go sign any of these guys. You've had 6 years at the deadline to make moves. What did you inherit? Well, you inherited one of the most revenue-rich teams in baseball, which is an advantage all into itself. You inherited a Hall of Fame catcher. You inherited a Hall of Fame manager. You inherited the greatest defensive shortstop of all time in Giants history, okay? You inherited Madison Bumgarner. Now, look, I don't think they were going to trade Madison Bumgarner. That window might have passed. Fine. But you did run Bochy out. And he immediately won the World Series with the Texas Rangers, all right? Buster Posey, yeah, he's at the end of his career. And you squeezed an unbelievable career year out of him. Looking back at 2021, there was a lot more Bobby Evans influence than people want to give him credit for. I just look at it this way. It's taken too long. And the results are in. And it's not close. Are we closer today? Think about it, Giants fans. Are you closer today to World Series contention than you were in 2018? I think my answer is an unequivocal no. You're not even close. You're not even close to the third wild card spot.
No, you're not. Look, I don't think, when I think of Farhan, let's think about this on the way home yesterday and thinking about you know, all the stuff that's happened in the Bay Area. And there's a lot going on with the 49ers. And, you know, by the way, Devo and Ayuk, that podcast, and they will get better. It's only their first episode, but that may have been the worst podcast I've ever watched from athletes. It was all time.
Love him, you know, as a person, and he'll laugh and joke about it because he'll admit some of his shortcomings, but he wasn't the greatest GM. But I don't think the Warriors had ever captured the market the way the Giants captured the market. And I think that, because again, it's impossible to fathom if you're a younger person now. The Warriors were clearly the third burner. Right. I mean, there were people that had the Sharks higher than the Warriors on their pecking order at some point.
Exactly.
Not me, because I've never been that into hockey. And, you know, that's on me, right? But I just, man. They're down bad, dude.
They're down bad right now. The Giants are down bad. And so Farhan's Q rating is at an all-time low. Now, you got Scott Boras coming out saying that he negotiated with Farhan in the two-week window when he was in and out of the hospital and Posey came in. There's always ancillary pieces who come in to finish up the deal or whatnot. It gets approval. Back saying that Posey had to come in. So somebody's lying out there. And there's leakage coming out of where. And I don't know where the leaks are coming from. But the fact that we have leaks down at 24 Willie Mays Plaza, there's a lack of leadership right now. There needs to be some leadership. There needs to be somebody to take the throne and say, look here, this is our vision. This is how we're running this show. And this is how we're getting ready for the future to compete with the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Diamondbacks. Because right now you're by far and away the fourth best team in the NL West. That's not right. You should not be falling below the Diamondbacks and the Padres. And nobody wants to say, like, yeah, you're getting guys to sign here. Thank God you got Matt Chapman signed long-term. That's a start. What's going to happen with Blake Snell? Can you retain Blake Snell to go along with Logan Webb? Can you do that?
You want to give Blake Snell $190 million? You're asking me how, and I'm telling you how. I mean,
you know what? He might be worth it. I mean, you got to take the good with the bad, and he gets off slow, and sometimes he only goes six innings or five innings, but this is the fourth straight second half of the season where he's been lights out, dominant, top five pitcher in baseball.
There's one thing that the Giants have at their disposal and their advantage, and this is the part where I don't understand Giants fans. Money. Money is a huge asset. You're not the Brewers, right? So when the Brewers sign, Yelich, it's like, wow, if Yelich gets hurt, we're kind of screwed.
Right.
Because all of our money is dumped into one player. You're not the Marlins. You're actually the Giants, and you can overcome a crummy contract here and there. The problem was is they've been so risk averse.
Yeah.
They've been unwilling to do it. You look at the farm.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe in Harrison moving forward? I'm iffy. You know, have you seen does Carson Wisenhunt exist? Heard a lot about him.
He pitched yesterday, 5 innings. I think he struck out 6 of the minors.
Great.
Yay!
Yeah, I'll believe that in the bigs when I see it. Like, Birdsong's been really nice, really nice. I don't know if he's a top of the rotation guy.
He's gotten hit around a little bit in the second half.
Right now,
half.
You have Logan Webb. You have Logan Webb, and he signed to a very team-friendly deal, and he is a very nice pitcher. I love Logan Webb. At times, he can be ace-like, but I don't think he's an ace. To me, he's a 2. Blake Snell? Now, this is an ace. Now, is there a risk? Of course there's risk. It's pitchers. You give a $200 million deal to a little pitcher, one pitch, boom, Tommy John, right? And he's already been hurt, and you get a mixed bag. But when this guy's on, Bonte, he's on a short list of guys who can beat anyone on any given day with one run of support. How many guys can you say that about in the bigs?
Well, I mean, not a lot. Not a lot, which is why I preach patience, patience, patience with this guy. He will turn it around, and he turned it around in a major, major way. So you let him go. And again, like a team like the Orioles, if you look around baseball playoffs, the Mets, the Dodgers, anybody out there could have traded for Blake Snell. I would have, you know, it's befuddling here. It's befuddling why nobody traded for him. But then also you got the Robbie Ray situation. What is he going to do with the Giants? But more so, what's going to happen in the next couple weeks? What is going to happen once the season is over? That's the million-dollar question with the Giants. Because, again, we got all these reports. All these reports. And we could dive into them. The Scott Boras angle. The Bagley angle. Because Bagley's not... Maybe people didn't read it. So there's an article over the weekend that Bagley wrote, correct? You guys sent it to me.
Yeah, it was in the Athletic slash New York Times.
Athletic/New York Times. Basically, Bagley was breaking down how the Chapman deal got done, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And how management is now kind of what's going on here with Farhan and how Buster Posey's name got thrown into it as basically the guy who got the deal done.
The way it was worded, and I'm paraphrasing, is that Posey had to jump in and just get the deal done.
Now, Susan Slusser...
Because he wanted the deal done, which I said to you 4 or 5 weeks ago, isn't Chapman kind of a Bo Mel, Buster Posey type of a guy?
Well, now we get Susan Slusser in the Chronicle, right?
Yes, yesterday.
And she talked to Scott Boras. And Scott Boras refuted things, saying that, no, Farhad and I did most of the work together.
Yeah, you know how I perceive that article? And Susan is getting the source straight from Scott Boras. She's not getting inaccurate information. The information's coming from Boras. I read that as Boras don't want Farhan to go. You know why? Because Boras wants to use people like Farhan. Oh, right. I've got Juan Soto. I want 500 million Yankees. Well, the Giants will give him 500 million, and then he uses the Giants as leverage. Then he goes back to the Yankees. He signs with the Yankees. He gets more money. Then he turns around to the Giants after the Giants have struck out. Also, he goes, well, I'm also representing these other mediocre outfielders. You could sign a couple of them on 2 and 3 year deals. Look at how many deals that Scott Boras has done with Farhan with these middling players, the Hanigers of the world. He lives for guys like Farhan.
So you got that angle. You have Bob Melvin calling the team meeting after getting shut out, 3 straight times? Which is weird to me, calling a team meeting at this point. We needed a team meeting 2 months ago. We needed you to flip the spread 6 weeks ago. We're out of it now. What is the team meeting going to do? You know, you got the Fitzgerald and Luciano situation.
That was insane.
You know, that was insane. So you got all these things happening in the last couple of weeks, but going back to Bagley, and I want to give him credit because, you know, I said some things about Bagley. We've had our beefs, but he is a legit reporter. I do find Bagley to be very credible.
No, he's extremely credible.
And he is tapped in. There is no doubt Andrew Bagley is tapped in. So for Boras to come out over the top to refute that report, somebody's out here lying. If somebody wants their message out there. So I think there's somebody or some people in the Giants organization that are angling to try to get the leadership, that are angling to try to get Farhan's idea out of there, to try to get the power and retain the power. And I don't know who's who or who's doing what. Who's talking to Bagley? Who's talking to Slusser? Who's talking this? But there's a lot of mess going on there, and it's all revolving around one guy, and it's Farhan's idea.
I've been a Giants fan for 42 years, as have you. At no point in my Giants fandom, even when we were waiting on Posey and Lincecum and those guys, did they ever sell me on a prospect being on the main telecast for a month straight? They have been doing Bryce Eldridge stuff.
Wow.
You want to tell me how down bad your major league roster is and how hopeless it is? You have been trying to sell me on someone who the fan base has never seen play a live baseball game.
Well, I mean, I want to see him play.
But no, I do too. But Bonte, think about how bad drafted him a year ago. He might be the greatest player of all time.
Well, I go back to the crossover, and Sonny asked you when we were doing 10 to 2, and Sonny asked you, hey, what's the most exciting aspect of the Giants? And you named a guy who was in single A at the time. And I said, damn, that's the most exciting aspect of the Giants as a guy in single A? Think about that. But it's been like that over the last 3 years. We were excited about Harrison. We're excited about Luciano. We're excited about Matos. We were excited about Ramos. Then we soured on Ramos. Then we soured on Matos. Then we soured on Luciano. Then we're high on Wisenhut. Then we're out on Wisenhut. Then we're out on Harrison. I hope Eldridge, for the sake of all Giants fans' psyche, I hope Bryce Eldridge is the real deal. I really do. I'm pulling for this kid. There's an immense amount of pressure on him to carry this franchise, but they need somebody. So we'll continue this conversation on the other side. I can see Love in there. His fingers are getting itchy here because he's ready to say break, break, break.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.